Hey, greetings, everybody. It is Brother Tupos with Sister Amen. And what do we want to do today, Sister Amen?
Share some edification.
We want to share edification. There's a novel idea. We've been trying to do that every day. The Lord's been blessing us to continue to keep doing it. So we're going to keep doing it while we have breath.
Right.
While we have time. Redeem the time.
Hey.
Yeah. Is that one of your verses? Is that what you're going to talk
it
about?
It is.
Yeah. Hey, we hope you're all doing well. Today, we traveled to a new town. And for a while, excuse me, this morning we sat in a marketplace and this is pretty awesome. This, I'll just say, unique looking young man walked by. He had a really unique haircut. And I looked at him and he looked at me and our eyes met. And I said, "How are you, young man?" And he stuck his hand out right in my, real quick. And he said, "I'm doing great. How are you?" And I shook his hand and he started walking by and I said, "Let me give you the gospel." And he turned around and I was able to witness the gospel to him. And he looked at it and he was like really thankful. He's like, "Oh man, thanks a lot. I appreciate that. Made my day." And he turned around and he left. So that was kind of a neat way to start our day. We did have to deal with a body issue today, but it seems like that's common. We read the Bible. Do we see it all over the Bible, Sister Evan?
Yeah, I saw that when I was brand new in the faith, seeing all the things the apostles had to deal with.
Sin and struggles and rebellion and all kind of stuff. And so we had to deal with that, but we're pushing on AEOC, All Eyes on Christ, and we're going to overcome, and we're going to keep going. We arrived safe, and we went to this really nice park, just for a quiet spot, not far from where our night park spot is, and it was really cold and windy. And then Brother Koo had some bread, and he was feeding some birds, so that was kind of cool. But what was a blessing? What did you make us, Sister Amen?
Oh, yeah, Titus 2 time.
Yep.
I made a pot of cabbage and carrots.
Oh, it was good.
Freeze-dried corn, which I rehydrated, so I did that. And then I microwaved some potatoes.
Big like, yellow potatoes.
Yeah, like baked. And then some kielbasa sausage type thing. Yeah,
that's a treat. We hardly buy that.
That's a rare treat, yeah, so that was really good.
It was awesome. So we had an awesome dinner together. We got a picture of the dinner that we will share on the top of the Ecclesia page.
Uh-huh, and then when we came to our parking spot, I did another Titus 2 thing.
Yep.
There's a grocery store that's known for buy one, get one free. It's usually a pretty expensive store, but I look at the sale ads every time we travel and see what they got. Buy one, get one free, and it makes a really good deal. So what did I just get? Do you know what they're called?
Pita breads?
Flatbreads.
Flatbreads.
Like an Indian flatbread. Buy one, get one free. So Brother Tupos is going to have some...
I just had it on peanut butter and jelly, and I can testify it's delicious.
Yeah, he's going to have some little pizzas that I'm going to make in my sandwich cooker.
Yeah.
So.
That's awesome, yeah. And when we had dinner, Brother Kuhl brought out some chocolate bark that was delicious. So so we were blessed to have that. And then we sat and we did a Proverbs 8 study together.
That was awesome.
And so we're going to talk about what stood out to us in that Proverbs 8 study. That's going to be in the Ecclesia gathering area, as along with two audios from me and Brother Kuo. But
and I did one too.
And you did some readings.
Scripture reading. Yeah.
Okay. What stood out at you from Proverbs 8? It was a really, really. They're all awesome, but this one is a really unique one to me.
Well, there was a whole bunch. It's really hard to pick, so I just picked this one, a simple verse. Proverbs 8:33. Hear instruction and be wise. And refuse it not.
Refuse it not.
Yeah, and I wanted to just read what the Hebrew words for instruction means.
Okay.
Chastisement, reproof, warning, correction, discipline, doctrine, and rebuke.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you want to hear all that, and then you want to refuse it not, which means dismiss, absolve, avoid, set at naught, perish, let go, and ignore.
Yeah.
So we want to hear it. We don't want to ignore it and put it away and refuse it.
Yeah, the whole chapter is about wisdom, so you don't want to refuse instruction. That would be foolishness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
I love that. Read that verse again.
Hear instruction and be wise and refuse it not.
Yeah, so we were talking about the opposite. You can listen to it on our study. The opposite of being wise is refusing good instruction. That would be foolishness.
Right.
Pride. That would be novice ways. That would be rebellion.
Well, I don't know why we would want to do that.
That's the sin of like the sin of witchcraft.
Yeah.
Here's what stood out to me. Proverbs 8:3. She crieth at the gates, at the entry of the city, at the coming in at the doors. I love that. It's talking about wisdom, Proverbs 8, and it's also obviously meaning the Holy Spirit of God. She crieth at the gates, the city gates. What were they like? the city gates were, we talked about this, where back in the olden days when there was no news media, there was no anything else going on, the city gates is where everybody gathered and heard over the news going on. Mm-hmm. And the kings would send their criers to stand by the city gate and proclaim what the king would say. People all gathered at the city gates. So I love that. She cried at the city gates. Wisdom comes at the city gates. Mm-hmm. And enter at the entry of the city, coming in at the doors. So to me, that means that we should seek knowledge at God's gate, which would be his spirit and his word. Ultimately, mm-hmm. it's going to be the new Jerusalem when it comes down. But we should seek knowledge and wisdom at the gates of God. And then verses 7 and 8. For my mouth shall speak truth, and wickedness is an abomination to my lips. All the words of my mouth are in righteousness. There is nothing froward or perverse in them. So I just love that. That kind of encapsulates our ministry, if you think about it, our focus. Because we focus on speaking truth, doctrine, instruction, sound teaching, avoiding wickedness, avoiding error, avoiding that which is an abomination, things that are froward or perverse. Perverse means, doesn't mean sexual. Perverse can mean just corrupted. So we look at man-made religion and we go, they're perverse. They've corrupted the things of God. I just love those two verses. It kind of encapsulates what we try to do. All of the words in my mouth are righteousness. Mm-hmm. All of the ways we want to live are righteous. We want to be right in everything. It's why we dress biblical. It's why we talk biblical. It's why we associate biblical. It's why we do body discipline and put people out when there's sin that they won't repent of. This is what the body, the true ecclesia, is supposed to be all about. So those just kind of stood out to me, not to be froward or perverse in any way, but have our mouth, our lives, be in wisdom and in righteousness. I love that.
Yeah. And I like what you guys are talking about. Wisdom is older than creation.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we started talking about that. You'll hear it on the study. Yeah, we were talking about how wisdom pre-exists anything created on earth or in the universe. It was with the Father long before. And when you start thinking about that, you start thinking about how valuable it is. It's more valuable than earth itself, than gold and silver and everything in it.
Yeah.
To have wisdom, which is the knowledge of the eternal, the knowledge of God, the knowledge of Christ.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it is. It is. Anything else today, Sister Amen?
Oh, yeah. The other day when we were at the street preach, a man drove by. He was in his car. And he was yelling something to me. He said, "You got a Bible?" I said, "Yeah, I have an app on my phone here." He goes, "Look up Matthew 10:6. And it says, I didn't do it while he was there. I actually gave him a gospel card because he was kind of blocking traffic. It was real slow.
He took one?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
It was like coming into a park area, and we were standing out at the gate preaching the gospel to people as they were coming in. So he took the gospel card, and then he drove off. And then later I looked it up, Matthew 10:6. But go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And I kept thinking about this verse, like, did I understand him wrong? Why is he telling me this? Because we always get people who say, don't stand on the corner and pray.
Right.
But this is nowhere near in that area. And then I was like, hey, wait a minute. He was black. So he's probably the black Hebrew Israelite.
Oh, he was a black man?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. So I kind of put two and two together.
We've run into a few of them down there, black Hebrew Israelites.
Yeah, he was actually pretty nice.
Yeah.
You know, which some of them are like really aggressive.
Oh, yeah, they are. There's different groups of them. I'm going to do a study on it, a teaching on it. Yeah. There's different groups of them, but they basically believe that Jesus was black and that they're descendants of Israelites and they're black and they have a lot of strange beliefs. Some of them are very militant and angry.
We've run into some.
So I'll do a teaching on that, and that'll be kind of interesting for us to learn about.
That'd be a good one, yeah.
Yeah, it would.
Yeah, so that was interesting.
Yeah, that was interesting. I have a verse I want to share real quick. John 12:25. This reminds me of an email we got. He that loveth his life shall lose it, and he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto eternal life. So we were out street preaching, and we had a person, I'll just say, contact us from our preaching, and they were a seeker, and they seemed to be really moved by the truth of God. But in the streets, we could tell their profession was definitely an issue that they were holding on to.
Right.
In this case, I'll just say it was something that is very prideful about your own personal body. That's all I'm going to say. It was very prideful. And they said, well, when I do this, I tell people about Jesus. And I just wanted to talk about how if you're not willing to lose your life, and that includes a perverse worldly, carnal profession when you could do so many things to make money.
Right.
If you won't lose your life for that, you are in grave, grave trouble. We're not even talking about losing, a parent, which God calls us to. I could get it. That's hard. A corrupt, perverse occupation.
Yeah.
It just doesn't make any sense to me. And I wanted to share that we got an email and they said, well, I'm thinking about that. I'll ponder it. And most times when that happens, people go off and boop, they stay right in their sin.
Yeah.
It's like the pig going back to its wallow. And we love people. We're not calling them pigs. Peter used that example, the pig going back to the wallow. If I go back to my worldly life, I'd be a pig going back to the wallow.
Yeah,
to the mud.
Or dog to the vomit. Yeah.
Or dog back to the vomit. So we're not calling people names. We're just giving examples, and we want better for people. It's why we go and street preach. It's why we go and cry out to them. It's why we plead with them. It's why we say, email us. It's like, we'll come visit you. It's like, why we'll Bible study. It's why we pour it every day on the website. It's why we say, turn and repent. Last time I checked, are we making any money on any of this, Sister Amin?
Absolutely.
Are we popular in any way?
No, absolutely not.
All right. So why else we do it is for the cause of Christ, the glory of God, and for the love of our neighbor.
Amen.
So I just wanted to run that by. Lose your life. Don't let anything stand in the way of it, of losing it for the kingdom. Otherwise, you're going to be stumbled and you're not going to make it.
Right.
What else, Sister Amin?
I was thinking about how fast time flies.
It is flying.
Yeah, and I was thinking James 4:14, whereas you know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanish away.
I preach that all the time in the streets.
Yeah, and so then I was also thinking, when I was thinking about that, Ephesians 5:15, see then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. And I was looking up, circumspectly, it means exactly, accurately, diligent, and perfect.
Yeah.
So we want to do that as daughters of the Most High. And we, verse 16, want to redeem the time because the days are evil. And you know what redeem means?
Buy up, ransom, rescue from loss.
Yeah.
So Christ did us.
Yeah, we want to redeem
he redeemed
the days
us.
For him because... the time is his.
Amen.
We want to redeem it back for him.
Yeah, so, amen. That's a great point. That's a great point. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow, it looks like the weather's cleared out. Finally, it was cold, a little bit rainy today. Tomorrow, we hope, Lord willing, to move further down the road. We have a interesting preach coming up. We talked about it. Maybe we'll talk about it a little bit more coming up. Mm-hmm. It's an event. It has a Christian bent to it. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah.
And we're hoping to go out and maybe...
maybe fly some signs.
You like flying gospel signs, Sister Amin?
I love it. I just love standing for the Lord.
Yeah, we think we're going to go out and fly some gospel signs, and if the Lord allows, shine the light in this dark, dark world.
Amen.
That's what we're called to do.
Redeeming the time because the days are evil.
That's what we're called to do. So
right.
I guess that's it. We're going to leave it right there. Sister Amin, you have a scripture verse to edify us and close us out.
Yeah, so I just read Ephesians 5:15 and 16. Let's read 17 to close us out. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is.
I love that.
Amen.
Yeah, I love that. What verse was that again?
That was Ephesians 5:17.
Read it again.
It says, wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is.
That goes perfect with Proverbs 8.
I was just going to say it goes good with all the wisdom.
Yeah, it goes good with Proverbs 8.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I guess the last thing I want to say is, everybody, we love our neighbors. We love our enemies. We love those that are striving for the kingdom of God. And I just want to say to everybody out there that we're here to edify, bless, and encourage. That's what we do on our website.
Yep.
And even those people we can't be united to, we love them, we care for their souls, and we hope everybody strives on to make it for the kingdom of God. And we want to do everything we can, whether it be prayer, witness, whatever, to help everyone make it to the kingdom.
Amen.
And we want to be blameless in that effort.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. We love you all. Seek the kingdom. Keep your eyes on Christ.
Amen.
He'll never let you down.
No, he won't.
Amen. God be praised.